cases, the South End is far more discerning of the oddities of others than themselves. The avant-gardeners' hippie commune was the most prevalent gossip for years down here. Were they communists? Were they polygamous? Were they drug addicts? Were they pagans? There's no end to the rumors, no matter how fantastic, and of course the gardeners themselves fed the flames with their fantastic behavior. Not just their colorful gypsy attire or their unorthodox social behavior, but grand experiments involving shipbuilding and dome construction all gone horribly awry, yet never diminishing their unbounded optimism or their total lack of fear of failure. They were pioneers, not just in breaking ground for their greenhouses and their livestock sheds, but in how they viewed the world and the rest of us South Enders. So we shunned them, most of us, made them outsiders in a place already outside. Oh, a few of us bought their eggs and raw goat milk. I traded bread for those and vegetables, even got to know a few of the menfolk. The women mostly held back, kids peeking from behind their long granny dresses. Although I did teach Betsy, the most gregarious of the whole troop, how to make stained glass. She would walk to my shack and glean scraps from the throwaway pile and make the most beautiful sun catchers and small windows, far surpassing her teacher in no time flat. After a few seasons, I showed them where the wily dungeness could be caught by hand, where to dig for free-range clams. I took a few of the boys out in the SS Pterodactyl, my little sailboat, and we fished for true cod and bottom fish before they were gone, both the fish and the boys. Because one day the for sale sign went up and the farm was abandoned as fast as it had arrived. I bought a couple of their goats and some laying hens, took some greenhouse glass panels, accepted some macrame and pottery gifts, then waved adios as their gypsy caravan exited the South End one misty, fog-filled autumn day. I guess they were as mysterious to me as they were to my neighbors, the only difference being I never minded. But I still remember that day when the flower children headed off island north into the cruel 70s, waving goodbye as I stood by my blue mailbox in a slow drizzle, wishing they would never leave. For me, at least, that was the day, looking back, the 60s really ended.